Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people, featuring Real World Dar,
holding it down for the generation,
Millennial Chris, oh, that's me, and Not-So-Silent Bob.
And I'm not going to be silent.
Ever.
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. This episode is brought to you in part by Breakwater Federal Credit Union in Houghton, Michigan. They have a special offer for our listeners. Come in for a consumer loan, mention this podcast, and they will waive the $100 processing fee. Limit one per person, membership required, and all loans are subject to credit approval. On today's episode, we're talking about favorite recreations. And I have been elected to start on this one.
Okay.
So.
What you got, Chris? I can probably guess some of it,
Really? Let's have you guess first.
Something related to sound and design and microphones, I would guess, is something that, and outdoorsy stuff. Those are my guesses.
Those are your guesses? Well, yeah. Yeah, you're pretty much on there. I don't know. I mean, so like, I'm going to say like sound at.
You do so much at work.
Well, it's really hard for me to separate out because, like, I do sound everywhere, and so like I'm kind of an obsessive person that I insert my interest into like everything, and I use it to just like look at everything. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking of trying to do like something that's not necessarily related to sound.
Yeah,
but it's always going to be
because that's your passion.
It is.
Yeah. Yes. But I guess it must be hard to go to a production of some sort. I can't imagine. I know people that are like. Artistic in various ways, and they have a hard time to enjoy something when that aspect of what they're doing is bad.
I can enjoy, I mean, so like it's sound as well as history, like local history too is like the two things that just like I obsess on. But like with sound, everywhere I go, I'm experiencing sound, and I have a greater sensitivity to it than most people. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I can block things out. Sometimes I can't. Like in this room we're in right now, I very distinctly hear the HVAC behind us.
Yeah.
And the hum of the generators and just other things that people tend to phase out. Mm-hmm. I don't phase them out very well. So it does make the world sometimes a little bit more of a challenging place for me. Mm-hmm. But I really, as a person, don't feel like I belong inside. So like things like hiking or like outdoor recreation tends to be the things that make me happy.
Okay. Like what's your best? Like skiing, winter sports, summer, hiking? Like what's your thing? What's your jam?
Hiking tends to be my biggest jam. I've gotten paid to backpack, and I really like solo backpacking. I really like just being alone in wilderness. Mm-hmm. It can sometimes scare my wife because she's like, is Chris going to get mauled? And I'm unfortunately, because I'm quiet, I'm probably very likely, if I was in dangerous territory, to get bald.
Wow.
But I just really enjoy being in the physical world, not in man-made world.
So in hiking, do you like the challenge of like extreme hiking or just walking in the woods?
I'm not someone who is like an adrenaline junkie.
Okay.
So
mountain
I don't,
climbing and stuff like that, or that's our cliff climbing.
Cliff
that's,
climbing, no, but like doing mountains, I've hiked a few mountains. Mm-hmm. I'm not someone who's like finds a lot of joy in super, super technical, like knife edge hiking or mountaineering. That's not what I want. Mm-hmm. I would be interested, but like that's not what I generally seek. I guess I'm more of like a rambler than anything.
Yeah. Enjoy the scenery and I guess that would be another area where you can hear nature and all those things that are happening. Yeah.
It relates. Yeah. So like I can think about recording if I can blend recording in nature, that's like one of my happy spots. And whenever I can find opportunities to do that, I try to.
Do you bike?
I do, but I haven't in a while.
Okay.
I have enjoyed it in the past. I bought a newer mountain bike a couple years ago. But I have not done it as much as I've wanted to.
Have you ever done any of the trails around here? Like they've got that trail thing happening in Copper Harbor this coming weekend.
Biking.
I haven't went up to Copper Harbor, but I've done Swede Town and I've done the Tech Trails a bit.
God, that's scary.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's extreme. It's extreme.
Yeah.
I even get worried of people that are on the road, like they're biking, like they're in a car.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, wow, but they're proficient at it. They know what they're doing. So it's quite interesting. Thanks, Chris. That's pretty cool. Mine is racquetball. It's my absolute favorite. And I guess that is kind of an adrenaline junkie type thing. But my knees will not allow me to do it like I used to. I love it so much. But sometimes I still go and just hit around in the racquetball court by myself. But that was probably the most.
How did you get into it?
I stumbled upon it. Helen, that's been on previous seasons with us, we just started playing together when she lived here, and we grew and developed in racquetball together and just got so much joy out of it. And it's just like at the end, we would just like slam that ball, make sure it hits the roof. Like if you want to get out any type of aggression or frustration or stress, it was just such a great stress reliever. People say I should try pickleball, but I just haven't done it yet. But that's recreational. That's like one of my favorite things. But
so how about knee surgery?
No.
I go back to the ortho in October and we'll see what she says. But she hasn't recommended knee surgery. I've been very, very aggressive PT. They're about to time me out. I've met all of my goals, but I still have to do the maintenance. We'll see. We'll see. They're in a much, much better space now, but
that's good.
The knees, man. I look at TV and I'm like, oh, kid, don't do that to your knees. You're going to pay for that later, but we'll see.
For one
we'll
who's had knee surgery.
Yeah, Bobby just recently had it.
And it was partial. And like everything else, the thing's evolving to the point where, I mean, it was nothing compared to what it used to be like, I guess.
Yeah.
So if it ever happens, don't freak
wait.
Out.
Yeah.
And don't wait.
Yeah. I had a friend that said, if you need it, just go and do it.
Yeah.
Quality of life and all of those things. But my other recreation is experiences. So I love like road tripping and live productions and concerts. And that for me is a recreation and spending time with family. And so a lot of my friends will say, she loves experiences. And I do. I love seeing new things or experiencing new things and different things and spending time with family and friends. So I will say that that's my recreation. And of course, this podcast. That's my recreation too.
Yeah, this is fun.
Can't leave that out. So
for sure.
We always look forward to another season and fun topics and things like that. So
time with friends.
Yeah, time with friends, hanging out.
And I guess for me, it depends on what period of my life you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if I go way back, it was things like spelunking when I was in college.
Spelunking. I would have loved to have done that.
Cave
with
exploring.
You.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, that was so exciting. And I mean, there were some real adventures with the whole spelunking thing.
We've heard.
I mean, yeah. So.
If you know people that can get me to do that nowadays, we should talk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember after going spelunking, I'd go bed that night and close my eyes and literally I can see the cave in my mind.
Oh wow.
I couldn't get it out of my head.
So me as a city girl, I'm like, ain't nobody going to no caves. I'm not. But it's interesting.
And swimming and stuff like that. Well, where I went to college, there were lots of caves. I mean, it was like Missouri is known as the cave state. It's got more caves than the other state in the United States.
Mm.
And so, I mean, like a previous thing, of course, we even found a cave and we got to name it after my father-in-law, the whole bit, you know. Mm-hmm. But you've already heard all that. Later on, middle age, basically cross-country skiing.
Mm.
I still like that. Hiking, not extreme hiking, but just hiking, like you said, walking. I still do that some, but not as much.
Mall walking.
And nowadays.
I mean, Walmart walking.
And nowadays, it's driving. Of course, I've always loved driving. I'm a good driver. I love driving. Yeah. I don't get tense or anything. I just love it. And I still like driving.
And you, I mean, just for the audience, you all drive from here to Branson every year.
Yep. The only difference is that we make it shorter, the stop. When I was younger, we might go and it's 14-hour drive. So we might go 7 hours and stop and then go another. Now we do it in 3 days.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's just then that kind of stuff. So you kind of change a little bit.
Yeah.
As far as I still love walking, I still love driving. I love traveling yet. Experiences, I was just thinking when you said that, I'm one who does. I hear that the youngest generation doesn't like live music anymore, live entertainment. I don't know if that's true. I wish our Z generation person was here to ask.
Yeah.
But I still love live music and live entertainment. I just love it.
Yeah.
And so
I think they do. I mean, they're in the productions and Broadway productions and stuff. I still feel like I hear them singing songs.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
being involved with that. So,
and the only one of the things that's changed for me, and I know you know this, is that my walking used to be pretty much up and down hills outside. I mean, I always made a big circle around the neighborhood and stuff. Now, more likely than not, my walking has to do with Walmart or the mall yes. or something inside. That's even.
Yep, flat land.
The only thing is, it gets expensive because there's always something I find I want to buy.
That's how they get you.
Yes, that's how they get you. Right.
So that's it.
All right. Very good. Well, get out and get active.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Get some experiences.
Yeah. And I like what you said, Chris, of just having, I've developed more mindfulness practices. And I think that there is some value in having some time to yourself and to be peaceful and mm-hmm. enjoy nature and things like that. So, yeah.
Watch out for your knees.
Oh,
watch
protect
out.
Those knees.
Oh, yeah.
It's like if I could put a bubble around them, I would.
Thanks for listening. Please consider joining our newsletter for the most up-to-date information by emailing genxyandi@gmail.com. Also, let us know what you think of the episode and if there's anything you'd like us to discuss. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Apple Podcast, Audioboom, or your podcast platform of choice. Thanks again to our wonderful sponsors, REO Acoustics and Breakwater Federal Credit Union.